Exim Bank JA.
Welcome to Exim Bank JA. I am Tony Ann Fraser, Chief Marketing Officer at Exim Bank. In studio with me today is the new President of the Jamaica Exporters Association, the JEA, and CEO of Honeybun, Mrs. Michelle Chong. Mrs. Chong will be talking to us today about the JEA's new thrust to offer enhanced services to its members. Mrs. Chong, we have been noticing in recent months that the JEA has been actively working to reposition its brand and increase its relevance to members. What is behind this new thrust and what is the main role of the JEA?
The reason behind the new thrust is obvious. We need as a country to increase our exports. The strategy behind it was that the JEA in October last year employed BizTactic, and under Sandra Glasgow's management, we reviewed our strategic plans as it relates to how we were going to achieve increase in exports. And one of the main things I believe that has really contributed to its success so far is the business of collaboration with various agencies.
What are some of the key initiatives that you will be rolling out under this new program, and how are they expected to impact Jamaica's export economy?
One of the main initiatives that we have to take is to increase our membership, because we can only reach out to those persons who we know about and who have come to us for assistance. Some of us use mentors in our business to achieve our goals, and some of us are not sure where to find mentors. But the JEA acts as a mentor for exporters who are in either the early stage or advanced stage. We advocate for members in terms of looking out for the needs that they have to be able to achieve greater export goals. So as an association, advocacy and training, helping them with finance and just hand-holding with them, listening to their problems, pointing them into the right direction is really the role that the JEA plays as it relates to our members.
Well, we know from the standpoint of financing, there's always Exim Bank, for sure. Coming out of these initiatives, what are some of the benefits that are expected to accrue to your members?
The main benefit, of course, is increased exports, but that may not be the initial benefit, because I think that we're there to facilitate them, but it's not just going to be an overnight fix. Members will require certain accreditation in order to export to certain markets, and there are trade barriers that they need to understand as it relates to different markets. At the recently held expo, we recognized the significant need for many of these companies to market their products, and one of the things that I particularly have a passion about is to do it in a united way, so you don't have 10 companies doing 10 different marketing programs. The JEA would like to be able to prepare a marketing program for the various sectors so that we will reduce cost and represent Brand Jamaica under one marketing umbrella. The other thing that we expect that we will support companies with is productivity and efficiency. And I spoke about this at the expo in my opening speech. And I'm very passionate about it, because we have to become competitive in our industries to be able to have the right price and the right quality at the right standards, and the right time is now. So we have a lot of work to do. And we expect that members will receive a lot of these benefits from being a part of the association.
You mentioned some of the assistance that the JEA offers in the form of training and financing opportunities. What assistance does the JEA offer to potential exporters to get them up the curve so that they too can become active members contributing to national exports?
Well, I did mention some of the areas that the JEA will support companies in, and I think one of the big ones is advocacy to the government, and the government is very open at this time for us to come to them with suggestions as to how we would like to work together. The business of quality certification, again, we can also point them in the right direction and support them. And of course, we mentioned the financing. So the members of the JEA, once we have facilitated them and they have grown, we would like to be able to imagine that it's a collaborative effort whereby those members who have already found markets will stretch their hand back and pull those other members up who are in a younger stage of export and share knowledge with each other so that together we can think bigger.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Chong, for this insightful discussion on the Jamaica Exporters Association. Remember, you can visit our website at www.eximbankja.com for more information on our products and services. You may also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Until next time, I am Tony Ann Fraser for Exim Bank JA.
Exim Bank JA is a production of the JIS for Exim Bank Jamaica. Exim Bank.
proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcast.